All right, Dave, with all of the talk surrounding the quarterbacks in Sunday's matchup, one of the main storylines that maybe hasn't been talked about as much is just how good New England's scoring defense has been versus Atlanta's high-powered offense. What are you seeing from that matchup in that New England's doing this all without really bona fide superstars, you could say? So how have they been able to be so good?
Yeah, I think it's a great analogy. You really don't – maybe name a couple of guys on their defense, and really that's about it. They play great as a group, and that's kind of an indication that Bill Belichick has his handprint on this. They're amoeba-style defense. They kind of morph into different things. They can match up phenomenally with different players. But I think the thing that they do the best is they throw a lot of different looks at you. They got big guys up front. Then they can bring smaller guys in. They can rush the pass. They'll drop eight into coverage. That's the thing that's made it a tough couple of weeks for the Falcon offense to get ready for everything New England does on defense.
So people will often say that Bill Belichick's known for taking away his opponent's best part of their game. Well, for the Falcons, is that Julio Jones or is that the two-headed monster in Devontae and Tevin? What does he take away?
Yeah, well, that's the question. We're going to wait to see that on Sunday. Julio Jones is obviously the focal point of the big play capabilities, and how do you take Julio away? He's in the backfield. He's in the slot. He's motion across. They're pre-snap shifting him. So if you dedicate just the idea, okay, we're going to shadow and we're going to find number 11, you just mentioned all the weapons. That's going to be a long, hard day for New England. I don't think they'll do that. I think they're going to see a little bit more of a conservative approach. They'll try to heat Ryan up with some pressure sometimes, but you're going to see more umbrella stuff. They really do a great job of leveraging the ball. They're outstanding tacklers. When you throw, not a lot of run after the catch with this defense. Do a good job with that. I think that'll be their focal point, to try to keep Atlanta hemmed in, no explosive plays.
So when it all boils down to one thing, what does this Falcons offense need to make sure that they do against this New England defense?
Be the Atlanta Falcons. I think it really is as simple as that. I've never in my days of doing Falcon games have I ever been able to say that if we show up and play, they can't beat us. I mean, and that's really the matter of fact. If our guys come out and establish the rhythm offensively and Kyle has his normal kind of day calling the plays, it's going to be a long day for the Patriots.
Well, as always, Dave, we appreciate your time, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Okay.